This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Allison Keyes. Michelle Martin is away. He became a worldwide sensation thanks to YouTube. For 24-year-old Antoine Dotson, it all started when he rescued his sister from an apparent sexual assault and was interviewed as part of a local TV story on WAFF in Huntsville, Alabama.
Kelly Dodson was asleep with a little girl inside their apartment on Webster Drive when
I was attacked by some idiot from out here in the projects.
Dodson struggled with her attacker, knocking over items in her bedroom. Antoine Dodson heard his sister scream and ran to help.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
The video of the TV story was posted on YouTube and earned millions of views thanks to Antoine's rant against the attacker. Then a band called the Gregory Brothers fashioned a song from the video called The Bed Intruder Rap. And even though it seems to mock Mr. Dodson, the band promised to share the proceeds with him.
He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to break them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you.
Dodson is also selling T-shirts. He's asking for donations, and he created MyFanLine.com, a site where the public can reach out to him. The Antoine Dodson phenomenon doesn't sit well with some African Americans, though, and we'll talk with a technology and social media expert and with a cultural commentator in a couple of minutes. But we decided we'd reach out to Antoine, too. He joins us now from WLRH in Huntsville, Alabama. Welcome, Antoine.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I have to start out, though, on a much more serious note. Talk to us a little bit about the assault itself and your family's reaction. Is everybody okay?
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks. Everybody is okay. We're dealing with it day by day, but we're getting a lot of smiles out of the family, so it's getting back to normal.
Has your sister or the rest of your family gotten counseling? Have you guys had to talk to anybody, or are you just kind of working through it on your own?
Actually, like, we have been in similar situations, never when somebody come into our window or whatever, but we just deal with it on our own. You know, we talk to each other and try to comfort each other, and that's the best way we know how to deal with stuff like this.
So your family's having to deal with the aftermath of this really frightening attack, and then these videos happen. I mean, there are more than 10 million hits on one of them. There were 4 million hits on the TV news story alone. I mean, what on earth did you think about that?
I know I was, like, really tripping because, you know, I have done, like, interviews on the news before or whatever, but it was about a child who had got hit by a car and she ended up passing. And so I was telling them that they should put, like, speed bumps in the street to keep people from speeding so fast, you know, in the projects or whatever. And that didn't do nothing. And then when this happened, I was like, wow, I can't believe it went crazy like this. Like, everybody seen the video. It was amazing.
Were you surprised? I mean, are people stopping you on the street, shaking your hand?
Yes, everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, if somebody stopped, hey, you're the YouTube guy, or you're Antoine. Oh, you're my hero. And that's pretty cool when people can sit and say, you're a hero. You know, like, that's really cool.
Do you feel like a hero?
Not really, because I always protect my sisters, and I have brothers too, so I protect them too. I'm the oldest of 6, so it's pretty much a daily job for me.
Big brother in the house. How do you feel, by the way, about the video, the Gregory Brothers, who produced that music video of you and your sister's words?
Well, you know, the guy haven't been caught yet, but us hearing that video, it had gave us some type of happiness. It gave us some type of comfort, because out of this all, that video, we really liked it. Like, it was really cool, especially to hear our voice on the track. And, you know, it's on iTunes and everything. That was really cool, and it did bring some happiness.
You know, there are some folk that might think you're being exploited or that people are making fun of you. What do you think about people that think that?
I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. People are going to talk and people are going to say stuff. I'm a joker anyway. Like, me and my family, we play jokes on each other all the time, so basically, you know, people going to talk. They can say what they want. It's not going to change us.
There were also some people that called the actual TV station and basically said that you were being portrayed kind of like a character of African Americans. And some people have said the same thing about the videos. Do you think they're wrong or right?
I mean, I know that people probably, in it for the wrong reason, they're trying to make fun of it. But you know what I'm saying? It's sad that people have so much negative to say about the situation because this is a serious matter, but people are going to talk. We can't stop them from talking.
So as far as you're concerned, race is not an issue in what's going on here?
Not at all. Not to me and my family.
All right. So how has your life changed after these events? I was hearing that you guys are getting ready to make a move.
Yeah, so far my life changed. Like, I never in my life done radio before, so it's like now ever since this happened, we getting all these radio shows, and I have did this commercial or whatever for First Family Mortgage. So it's like cool. A lot of opportunities is coming. We just trying to get everything on the table and discuss everything so I don't make no crazy choices.
With all the fame and fortune being thrown your way, so are you going to pack up and move to the Big Apple or out to L.A.? Shall we see you on the big screen sometime?
Hopefully, that'd be nice. And I would love to come to a big city because I'm from a big city myself. So I like the fast life. I'm not going to lie.
I'm shocked to hear that. What are you hoping to accomplish out of your fan line?
I just hope that I can comfort people because most of the people that I talk to and interact with, it's people who have been in similar situations or been a victim of rape. And I just want to comfort them and give them a couple of, you know, ways that I have dealt with the situation. So basically, I'm trying to be an inspiration to people.
What's your sister think about all of this?
At first, she hated it. She was like, Kevin, they're trying to make a fool out of you. Just let it go. Don't even worry about it. But I was like, Kelly, this could be an opportunity for our family to get out of the hood. You know what I'm saying? So I took it and I was running with it and I'm still running with it.
All right. Just one last question, Antoine. Besides your helping to inspire rape victims, what are you hoping to get out of this for yourself? What's your goal, do you think?
I would like to write, you know, do writing. I love to write. That's like a passion for me. And I would like to step out into the fashion world. You know, like, I'm into shoes and clothes and accessories. I love stuff like that. Like, I want to be there.
Huntsville, Alabama resident Antoine Dotson says he is supporting his family with the money and fame he's received from a YouTube video that railed against the bed intruder who broke into his house and tried to rape his sister. He was kind enough to join us from WLRH in Huntsville, Alabama. Thanks, Antoine, for being on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.